With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Russia launched 550 drones and missiles across Ukraine overnight in the largest aerial assault since the war began, and the capital Kiev was the primary target for that.
Correspondent Donna Warder reports on the fear rural hospitals have with Medicaid cuts and President Trump's big bill.
Ryan Cross with the Franciscan Missionaries of Our Lady Hospital System, which serves Louisiana and Mississippi, says the system relies on Medicaid to treat some of the most vulnerable people in the community.
Our hope is that we won't see hospitals close as a result of passing this legislation in the near term. But as we know in the state of Mississippi, there are many rural hospitals that are already on the brink of closure.
Jared Kozin with the Alaska Hospital of Healthcare Association says the cuts will definitely make things harder on the state.
There is no spinning this as if there's a positive thing.
More than 300 hospitals could be at risk for closure under the Republican plan, according to an analysis at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Donna Warder.
Holiday travel on this fourth is breaking records, and AAA reports over 72 million Americans expected to hit the road or fly. Russia has launched 550 drones and missiles across Ukraine overnight. It's the largest aerial assault since that war began. The capital, Kyiv, was the primary target. Authorities say one person was killed. At least 26 people, including a child, were injured. Ukrainian air defenses shot down 270 targets. Another 208 targets were lost from radar. This is SRN News. A Washington State woman beats the YMCA. SRN's Michael Harrington with a report.
Julie Jaman was taking a shower after using the pool at the Olympic Peninsula Y in Port Townsend when a man walked into the dressing room. Jaman complained to the staff, who promptly called the police on her and banned her from the facility for life. She sued, and now the city and the Y have agreed to pay $65,000 in damages and restore her access to the premises. Jaman was represented in court by the Center for American Liberty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine has vetoed a measure that would have required public libraries to keep books promoting the LGBT lifestyle away from small children. He also killed a bill that would have restricted funding for youth homeless shelters. That's if they supported transgender or non-binary identities. This is SRN News. Here's the midday Wall Street Business Report.
Wall Street is closed in honor of America's birthday. The market's taking a breather after climbing higher into record territory again yesterday. The S&P set an all-time high for the fourth time in 5 days. The Dow added 344 points. The Nasdaq was up 1% at the closing bell. Global markets, which are open as usual today, have been mostly lower. Analysts say there is still much unease and a good deal of uncertainty overseas regarding President Trump's tariffs and what will happen next. Many of Mr. Trump's proposed tariff hikes are currently on hold, but they're scheduled to kick in next week unless other countries reach deals with the U.S. In energy trading, U.S. benchmark crude was down 45 cents to $66.55 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.